Thank you, pastors, and Merry Christmas to all. Thank you for being here this evening. If you're visiting with us and you're wondering how come this church is filled with so many good-looking people, the grace of God is just here. I do enjoy the sentiment in Christmas Eve services, the ambiance, the contrast between light and darkness. And I thought this evening, what would my Christmas Eve reflection be but to acknowledge some realities in order for us to appreciate the deep hope that comes from God? You see, our Christian faith is not lived in ignorance or in escapism. We live in a real world in which we still see darkness. We still see darkness out there, and sometimes the darkness even reaches in and comes close. But as the prophet Isaiah reminds us, that those who walked in darkness, those who even lived in darkness, had this great light that shone upon them. And so this evening, I turn to the prophet Isaiah's words, and I want you to hear what he says. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with the joy at harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of the oppressor you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness. From this time onward and forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. The longest night of the winter solstice is behind us just a few nights ago. And for someone born in the southern hemisphere, this is good news. We all know what it means, that we've had the longest night and daylight will incrementally steal back from darkness, to which all God's people say amen. And of course, this evening, the contrast between light and darkness reminds us that those of us who profess that Emmanuel is true, that God has become close, that God is present, recognize that the God who comes close does not come close in such a way as to say darkness is not a reality. You see, the hope of Christmas is that the God who has come close to us through Jesus Christ has done so in the reality of the world in which we live. To believe the promises of Scripture, and for the people who listen to the prophetic word of Isaiah, we are invited to do so honestly. Our Christian hope is not built upon denying or escaping that life can be difficult and hard. Neither is it built upon the reality that we will live a life unscathed by the problems or the challenges we face. And while this reality is true for many of us, at times, even on a night like this, I am tempted to just want to forget and just say to myself, all is indeed well. I just want to hop on the Isaiah train for a moment and say there is endless peace. Do you not long and yearn for a world like this, a world restored in such a way that justice and mercy and grace becomes abundant and become evident? And yet we live in this reality, a world often defined by unrest and war, poverty and disease, homelessness and violence in our city and in our homes, fear, war, hate, and prejudice, the uneven distribution of wealth and growing distance between those who have lots and those who don't have any, failures of leaders, both political and religious, cancer, illness, and even death. This past week, I was called early one morning to the news that Kristen Kokira, as you know her, and Shannon's mom, Joanne, who just visited with us last Sunday, has passed on. It seems to me that on a night like this, Stu could have jumped to the wonderful story of the shepherds and spoke about the joy of finding the Christ child by dismissing all the other realities within which Jesus was born. But it is precisely this God who comes to us in the reality of life as it is. You see, darkness can leave us hopeless, fearful. It can numb us. We kind of say after a while, oh, if everything is wrong, how could I possibly make things right? But Isaiah points to a reality not only of darkness, but to a light that is present amidst the darkness. And the invitation in the text this evening for us as we enter into this Christmas day and this Christmas season is to discern that the light has come in the person of Christ. We look to see where God is at work. Sometimes it's hard to do. Sometimes when our eyes take us to all that is wrong and to the reality of our own pain, our brokenness, or our challenges, we may not see this divine activity. But it is true nonetheless that God in Christ is present with this world and He is still bringing light and hope. Such hope, even when it seems real dark. Such hope, even when we feel like we don't know how things are going to change. The scripture in the New Testament says that in Him, that is in Christ, was life, and His life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Christ, our hope, not only that we would discern God's work in our lives, and I invite you to do this, maybe tonight as you sit around the tree. Who opens Christmas presents the night before Christmas? Can you raise your hand? Let me see. All of you are wrong for doing that. No. Who opens Christmas presents on Christmas Day? Just raise your hand on Christmas Day. Do you have trifle at Christmas? Who has trifle at? This is the holy people amongst us, those who have trifle. You are not a very responsive or agreeable crowd. Only when Grampy comes over. Did you say Grampy?
Yeah.
Okay. Does he eat all the trifle or do you get some? You get some. Perhaps this Christmas season, over the next few days, as we gather with family and with friends, as we come together in conversation and in fellowship with one another, what if we ask the simple question, how is God at work within our lives? Where is He, in fact, present within our relationships? I think the gift of Emmanuel is that the promise of God is true, that God is present with us. But sometimes, I think, we struggle to discern it. And I think on a personal level, for me at least, it's when I'm invited to consider the past year, to consider His faithfulness. It is often in the unlikely places that I discern God's activity. Have you ever found that God kind of shows up in surprising places? And sometimes, in particular, in some of the darkest and most challenging times of our life, there we will find the hope that is Christ. You see, we come by this hope honestly. The Christians who gather here, we don't seek an escapism that says, oh, you know, we're just going to try and forget or pretend that things are not the way it is. But we believe what the biblical witness has said throughout time, that Christ has come and He is the light of not only our lives, but for this world. And through Him, He shines this light upon the church that gathers here today. In the words of Jesus, you are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let that very light that has shone on us shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. As much as this light has come as hope to those who profess Jesus Christ as Lord, it is the very Lord that we serve and worship and say is Emmanuel with us that said to the church gathered here today that that light must shine upon us, not only for our sake, but for the sake of those around us. This season can be an incredibly important opportunity for us to reach beyond our own gifts and to be a gift. To be a word of encouragement, to be a word of hope. It could be an opportunity for us to consider the needs of others around us and to share in tangible and practical ways what it means to be a people of light, a people of hope. And so, as I close, I pray for you as a church, I pray for myself and my family also, that we may have eyes to discern the presence of God even in the most difficult of seasons. That the God who is present even when it is dark may bring hope and light to you. May we seek to live in the light and in the hope of Emmanuel. Let us pray. Father, this Christmas Eve, I pray that we would not be afraid. That even if for some of us, and I know there are many amongst us this evening for whom this is a very difficult season this year, I pray that you would remind such a person, such a people, that light still shines in dark places and the darkness cannot overcome it. I pray, Lord, that we as your faithful people would bear witness to the hope we have in you, that yes, we may see what is wrong in our lives and in the world, and yet would maintain a deep faith that is able to discern, even amidst the challenges we face personally, that God is faithful and he is true. May by your Spirit, your hope be planted firmly within us all as we face this coming year. In Jesus' name, amen.